Chapter 9, Catholic Ideals. A. Living the life of the mystical body of Christ. It will, it is hoped, be evident to every Catholic who has perused the previous chapters of this work that the great need of our generation, as of every generation since Calvary, is the living of the life of the mystical body of our Lord Jesus Christ in its fullness. Through Christ, our head, the abundance of God's grace is at the disposal of every generation. But alas, Jesus has now many lovers of his heavenly kingdom, but few are willing to bear his cross. Many follow Jesus to the breaking of bread, but few to the drinking of the chalice of his passion. We should unceasingly ask our Lord to give us saints who, by their example, may rouse us from the torpor and mediocrity of our lives. For the need of our day is great. We seem to be fast approaching the culminating point of the open revolt from God's plan, which began with Luther in the 16th century. Luther's onslaught on order was an onslaught on the mystical body. The central point of his attack was directed against the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the sacrifice of the mystical body, visible expression of our fallen race's solidarity with Christ and our dependence on Calvary for the possibility of presenting fully ordered homage to the Blessed Trinity. May God, wrote the German Heresy Arch, fill the hearts of all pious Christians with such a horror of the Mass that when they hear it mentioned, they will make the sign of the cross as they would in presence of a diabolical manifestation. Luther, however, retained belief in God and in the divinity of Jesus while refusing to observe the order established by Jesus for our journey to union with the three divine persons. Lenin, at the age of 16, had a sudden intuition that God did not exist, and he immediately tore off the crucifix he wore around his neck, spat on it, threw it on the ground, and trampled on it. This is the spiritual drama which lies at the beginning of the present phase of that rejection of order, which was ushered in by Luther's revolt. The present phase itself represents the installation of the natural man on the purely material animal level as supreme. Lenin's disciples, or, to speak more accurately, those who maneuvered Lenin himself and who controlled his disciples, proposed to bring about the unity of the human race on that level, after having destroyed the Catholic Church, the mystical body of Christ, which alone can unite men in a supranational, because supernatural, union. The driving force of Satan is visible behind this perversion of order. As the attack and denial are much more radical, man is now proclaimed God, so the reaction on our side must be proportionately deeper. Our generation is called upon to live the life of the mystical body completely and fully. The questions of our time are not merely political or economic. The struggle is on a far higher plane, between the city of God seeking to bring about a rebirth of order from above downwards, and the city of Satan ever seeking the ruin of souls. The archfiend has varied somewhat the old temptation. It is no longer, you shall be as God, but there is no God, there is only man, and he is certain, forsooth, that man can get back the Garden of Eden here below in the leisure state of the future. He takes care, however, to have men forget that he it was who brought about man's fall, and that he heard God say to our race, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return to the earth out of which thou wast taken.